You're doing what?
We're discussing markers that I can buy because my friend Emily had some Copic markers that she didn't use anymore. Copic markers are like V markers.
Copic?
Copic.
Is that a name brand?
Yeah. That's the brand of them. And they are amazing!
Really?
Because they're not like bleedy. And the colors is great.
The colors is great? Good.
Wait, I don't want this one. No. The colors are great. And you know when you're coloring over with marker and you color over it like again and it just gets like darker in that area and it's just really like bad overall? It does not do that. You can just like color on it and it
really?
Stays. Yeah, and it like adds like, and it gets like subtly lighter. And it's just, and Prismas pretty much do the same thing.
Prisma? And
Prisma color.
I had no idea. I know of two markers. I know of Crayola permanent markers and Sharpies.
They're weak.
And Marks a Lot.
But
Marks a Lot is like, you know, it's like a tagger's marker.
Yeah. And she had, Emily had two mm-hmm. Copic markers that she didn't use anymore because she got new ones of the same color. And she gave them to me.
Wow.
So now I have two Copic markers. One in a really orangey, like, skin tone. Like a peachy. But it's really orange.
Mm-hmm.
And then one in, like, a teal.
Nice.
They're so amazing.
You could do a self-portrait after a self-portrait after a spray tan.
If I had teal hair.
Yeah.
But... And I really, really, really want more because they're so amazing.
Where do we have to get these? The black market?
Yeah.
You have to know a guy that knows a guy.
Yeah. If you buy, if you spend $20 or more, you get a free kidney.
Nice. That's awesome because you never know when you're
going to
need, when you're gonna need a free
it's
kidney.
It's a good deal. So but
how much are the markers?
Expensive
kit. Really?
For 48, a set of 48 Prismas,
mm-hmm.
it's $160.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am so completely taken for a loop right now because I thought you were going to say like, $20.
No. They're so expensive. I'm sure that we can find them for cheaper though.
I'm sure
we can find them for cheaper.
I'm liking this those is just, Crayola markers.
This is just one person better, saying that that's where they found them. But.
Wow.
So, we're not going to get that. But I bet if I looked on, like, because you know how, if you look on, like, Amazon, there are things on there for, like $1.25.
Yeah.
Like, I got my... This isn't a very good example because it wasn't a very good wig, but I got that wig for like $11.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure that I could find.
Where is that wig, by the way?
Somewhere.
Somewhere here?
Yeah.
Locally? Did you cut it?
Locally, yeah. I cut it so that, and I just realized this, since it's black and I have pretty much black hair, I have a picture of me that I took. I put it over the top of my head and brushed it down, and it just looks like I have really full, like, voluptuous hair.
Wow.
Voluptuous. I meant to say luminous. I don't know what I meant to say. Neither of those words work.
No.
Voluminous.
Yeah, I don't think that works either.
I think that works.
You got a bump it?
Yes. It just looks very full.
Nice.
But that's not the point.
Full of body.
Yes.
Yeah. Full bodied hair.
Yes. Any of those would work. But, because...
Speaking of a full-bodied head of hair, I have a little crazy curly thing back here.
Your tail?
It's like a side tail, though. It's like on the side. Like right here.
Well, nice. I can see it.
Yeah, so you're going to need to take care of that tomorrow, I think.
All right.
Need some maintenance.
Yeah.
Some
shaves head.
Yeah.
Maintenance. But
I'm not doing that.
I'm
trying to grow my hair out. takes forever.
They're so expensive.
So I have not spoken to you since last night.
Yeah.
Weird. That seems weird.
Yeah. We haven't talked all day.
It's like, yeah, it's like I was out of town. I mean, you know, technically I was out of town. Because I work in a different town, but...
Well.
What else?
Can I continue telling you about Marcus? Not totally about Marcus, though.
No, because I have to get up at 5 tomorrow.
Wait, let me tell you one more thing.
One more Marcus.
Because
story.
I've started doing the thing, creating OCs. And it's original characters.
For what?
I don't know. You make your own style of a person, and you name them, and you create, things about them, and you just draw them in different situations. And you give them, all their traits and stuff, and just make them into somebody.
Why?
Give them character. I don't know, because it's fun. It's cool.
It's not part of a class?
No.
Oh.
It's just something. And... I don't know. I've created a few.
That's a thing?
Yeah, it's okay. A thing. And I've created a few, but I don't have good things to color them with.
Hmm.
And I really want those markers.
Did you see the text I sent you earlier?
Yeah, what was that about?
Did you not get it? Did it come as a link? Should have come as a link, because when I sent it, it shows
it
up
as, words.
As a sent... link. So.
What was it?
It's a website.
What is it?
I haven't fully gotten into it, but I heard a TED Talk with a guy that was in it. And, probably my favorite TED Talk of all time. It's called Solving for X. We talked about this in the past, why X got to be the term for the unknown, and the podcast that I listen to is called TED Talks on the Radio or something like that. I don't know what it is, but they take a theme and then they have sort of interviews and they intersperse that with some TED Talks. So it's not a full TED Talks. It's several people that have had TED Talks that all come together for a theme. Different things. So this one was about solving for X, and it was about that, literally solving for X, what the X, and it was also about how math relates to rhythm, specifically with the drums, which was really fascinating to hear. And then one of the talks was about a guy who runs a website. He's a scientist. And he gets people that write in questions. And he answers those questions in the form of a comic strip. Like somebody asked him, and I thought it was phenomenally fascinating. This was part of his TED Talk. What would happen if a pitcher in baseball was able to pitch the ball at almost near to the speed of light? What would happen? And so people write in questions like that, and then he answers them, and he puts the answers in a comic strip, which I thought was fascinating. And that's the website that I sent you. I didn't send the www, but what was that?
It was the painting falling.
The what?
Not the painting, the picture.
What picture?
You know the picture that always falls on your dresser?
Oh.
The one of...
Yeah, it doesn't fall. Stupid cat knocks it over.
That's probably what just happened. It sounds like it.
Well, I'll have to go check it out. Hopefully not somebody breaking in.
And we're just... Yeah, it's just the cat.
What? Oh, yes. Can you hold off until we're finished? And then we'll let you rob us?
All right.
All right, so, say a prayer.
Okay. Dear God, I pray for a good night's sleep and a good day tomorrow. And I love a good night at work. I can't voice back. Thanks, guys. Have a great day today. Let's have a great day tomorrow. Amen. One more thing. Tonight, for the activity, we had, like, a bunch of different, like, a ton of plastic bags that we got from somewhere.
What kind of plastic bags? Like, t-shirt bags?
I don't think this matters. Plastic bags. I don't know.
But, like, baggies or, like,
the kinds of the handles.
Okay. T-shirt bags.
And there are papers stapled to them because we're doing this thing. And we pass them out to every, like, we went in groups. And we went down streets and put one on every house. And what they do, because on Saturday, okay, the thing is that they take the bag, and then on the note it says, like, oh, it's blah blah for a cause. They give the food to people who need it, so they get, like, canned food and stuff, and they put it in the bag. And then it says, like, leave it outside of your house on Saturday at blah blah time. So on Saturday, we're going to go around to the neighborhoods that we went to and pick up all the food.
That's awesome.
And then we're going to take it to the Xemino ward, I think. I don't remember what ward. And we're going to sort it, and then we're going to take the boxes and take it to the place that we donate it to.
That's awesome.
I'm excited.
That's great.
It's going to be fun. It was fun passing out all the papers, but it was scary because in this one house, on the other side of the door, there was this huge dog, like as tall as my bed, and he was barking really loud at us, and we ran and were too scared to go up there because he was barking so loud.
Wow.
And there was this house that, oh, it was so cool. On the, like, the garage was right here, and the house was right here, and there was, like, this fence going around like that, and the house just went in right here, and there's this huge patio on the inside, and there were, like, plants hanging down and stuff, and, like, lights strung around, and it was so pretty.
Wow.
There were, like, a ton of flowers.
And that's local, someplace around here?
Yeah, it's, it's on the street, across the street from the church.
Nice.
And it was so pretty. It was so cool. Like, just, it looked like a little...
Like a little Eden, little paradise, yeah.
There were those plants that, like, hang down and stuff, and they were, like, vines and stuff around.
Cute.
There was a little, like, table.
We'll have to figure some out for our backyard. So, any design ideas that you have?
That'd be great. Exactly.
Good. All right. Is Secret Sisters over?
No.
Good.
And
did you get anything?
No. And I asked Sister Reese. I was like, did Catherine get her cupcakes? She was like, oh yeah, Catherine's dad walks in the house, he's eating one, these are so good, and I'm like, where'd you get those? And he's like, Catherine got them, don't worry, I left some, I didn't eat all of them.
That's awesome. You didn't find out why the door was open?
Mm. Oh. I think your dad was out there.
So he may have been one of those guys on the street.
Yeah. Maybe they're just those people that have their door open.
Maybe. But they haven't been so far. And that would be a poor strategy for keeping bugs out of your house.
And burglars,
yeah.
And anything else that would want to get in.
Well. Alright. Smooch. I love you.
Love you. Yeah.
Can I do what?
Give me some help.
What do you need help with? I love you. Good night.
Love you. Good night.